Sunday the 20th of November was Trans Day of Remembrance, a day to remember those in the trans community lost to suicide and violence over the past year. What follows is a set of interviews carried out by myself, Mark Fannin, and Izzy Morris, during and after a vigil held outside the university's Portland building, organised by the Not Trans Collective.
My name is Rowan, she or they.
And what brings you here this evening?
Well, I'm not trans myself, but I've got friends who are. I know people who've lost people, and I've never been to something like this, but I want to. I want to remember. There's things that are wrong, and by remembering, we can help fix them.
The main vigil then began, with students reading out poetry alongside a list of those lost over the past year. It was an incredibly emotional event, but also very powerful, to see how many people, transgender and otherwise, had turned up in solidarity with the trans community. Afterwards, a social event took place where we spoke to Harry, the main organiser of the vigil. I started off by asking him about the aims of the Not Trans Collective.
So, the Nottingham Trans Collective, well, it's sort of just starting now. It's sort of finding its feet with this event, but we're hoping for it to be a group that can campaign for trans rights on and off of campus, bring the trans community together, community events, support events. There's lots of things that trans students need support with that there's no kind of support lines for. Things like helping students change their name, the administrative processes, campaigning for students on campus, things like bathroom use and language. And kind of really we're just hoping to help out the trans community, and there's not much in Nottingham like that, so we really just want to create something that isn't there yet, fill a gap that for support that people need.
Speaking of helping the trans community, do you think the University of Nottingham currently does enough? And where do you think it could improve on?
I think the University of Nottingham is okay. I think as far as unis go, there are unis that do worse and there are unis that do better. Me and some others are currently hoping to pass a motion in this set of union council for a trans officer within the SU, which we think will kind of bring about some change, because there's definitely some things that need to be done. First steps, things like the University of Nottingham doesn't have cubicles in any of its men's toilets. Not every building has a gender-neutral toilet or gender-neutral access. It's generally quite difficult to change your name with the uni, and often when you do, it's an administrative process that isn't done quite right, and students are still referred to wrong. So there is a long way to go, but I think there are a lot of steps that the uni is doing well.
And do you think that the general public know enough about the tragedy of how high trans deaths are currently? And to the listener, to the average cisgender person, what can they better do to teach themselves about the tragedy, and what can they do better?
I think the average person doesn't, and I think not really on the fault of an individual, but on the fault of a system that doesn't report on it as much, doesn't talk about it as much. Really, most articles about trans people at the moment are demonising us. We're the scapegoat at the moment. We're a big we're a big thing that currently is like, it's a talking point. It's like, what does this politician think about trans people? Like, it's a yes or no question rather than about somebody's life. And so it's kind of hard to expect people to know about the tragedy when all they're being fed is kind of this kind of these lies about trans people that kind of take the view away from the fact that trans people are struggling and trans people are dying. And I think often as well, like I said in the speech during the vigil, that Britain has quite a low number of trans deaths, thankfully, due to violence. Deaths due to violence are quite low in Britain compared to other countries. So I think within Britain, there's not too much to be aware of. But still, I think the average person needs to be engaging in kind of content from trans people, following trans people online, reading about trans people, books by trans people, movies, documentaries, just kind of engaging in the world around you.
We then spoke to Lucas and Jay from Gender Envy, as well as Maz, one of the speakers from the event, who contributed their poems. Do you think that the wider public is truly aware of the tragic high levels of trans deaths?
I don't think the wider public are aware enough. I don't think the wider public are even aware of the trans community as a community, let alone the problems that we face. I know personally I've been the first trans person or the first non-binary person that a lot of people have met since I came to university. So I think spreading awareness and making people aware that it's their own responsibility to educate themselves is a really, really important thing.
There's so few media outlets that are like major media outlets specifically that don't have trans writers or aren't always transphobic. Even the kind of, even a lot of the left wing and more progressive papers often do still have trans writers and transphobic people giving their opinions in their writing. And it's just, and it's, there's so much transphobia in everything. There's transphobia in our governments, there's transphobia in our schools, there's transphobia in just the general public. And there's just, we need to change that. We need to stop that. We need to make sure that we cannot be having governments and people in power and people who spread information who are transphobic and spreading transphobic messages. It's incredibly important that the general public are aware of the issues that trans people face. Today was a really tough experience. It was a very emotional and monumental moment for me personally, and I kind of just wanted to thank the people who have actually organized it, and just like, especially like Harry and the Nottingham Trans Collective have just put so much into today, and just, I'm really appreciative of them.
And that concluded the event. As someone who was there in a personal capacity as well as a reporting one, I found it extremely moving. The strong feelings of sorrow and anger, alongside collective love and solidarity, made it impossible for me not to. I sincerely wish the Nottingham Trans Collective luck going forward.